hundreds of current and former gymnasts who survived sexual abuse by a former USA Gymnastics team doctor will receive $380 million. This is part of a settlement deal with the organization.
Yeah, the settlement includes the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, too. In addition to the money, the settlement also includes reforms that are meant to prevent future abuse. The team doctor, Larry Nassar, was convicted of abusing multiple athletes under his care, with more than 100 victims making emotional statements in court.
Let's start with the money. Can you put that amount in perspective here?
Survivors attorney John Manley says the $380 million is the largest sexual abuse settlement against a sports organization in American history. There was an earlier settlement involving Michigan State University that paid out $500 million. Nassar worked at Michigan State for many years. The $880 million total paid to more than 500 victims of Nassar. That's a huge amount, and it's important for many survivors who continue to suffer from their abuse and who need mental health care. Now, with this payout, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee and its insurers will contribute a reported $34 million and, as a result, get immunity from future gymnastics lawsuits. The settlement also allows USA Gymnastics to get out of bankruptcy and continue overseeing the sport.
So money doesn't change what happened, the abuse these girls suffered. So explain the other parts of the settlement.
Yeah, essentially safeguards were put in place to prevent it or at least make sexual abuse harder to commit. And some survivors say they're even more important than the money. At least one survivor will be on the USA Gymnastics Board of Directors and on committees dealing with health, wellness, and safety. The board especially is a big deal. That's where important decisions get made in organizations. There are other provisions at the grassroots levels. Local clubs are required to take immediate steps to enhance athlete safety, including putting up posters and providing athletes and parents with pamphlets telling them how to report abuse, requiring club officials to know their reporting obligations, and providing training about physical boundaries. USA Gymnastics will be required to monitor and audit clubs and coaches to make sure these and other safeguards happen.
So does this settlement, Tom, does this bring the end of the Larry Nassar legal cases?
You know, not necessarily. John Manley, who represents over 180 of the plaintiffs, including the most famous, Simone Biles, Ali Raisman, Michaela Maroney, he says they're demanding full justice. They want officials at the sports organizations who were in their jobs during the Larry Nassar scandal and still are removed. They want law enforcement agencies held accountable. It was revealed this year FBI agents knew about Nassar complaints but didn't act.
The fact that no one at the FBI has been indicted, no one at USOPC has been indicted, and no one at USA Gymnastics has been indicted for what was a criminal conspiracy to protect this man and hide his crimes is an obscenity.
Now, Manley says he and his clients will address these issues, but he wouldn't tell me how.
Have the sports organizations themselves responded to the settlement?
Yeah, USA Gymnastics and the USOPC came out with similar statements praising the settlement. USOPC leader Sarah Hirschland said her organization recognizes its role in failing to protect the athletes, and she said it's enacted sweeping reforms to strengthen protections against any form of abuse.